Welcome to the She Did It Her Way podcast, where it's all about making the ultimate leap from your 9 to 5 and building a business and life you love, all while doing it your way. I'm your host, Amanda Bolin. Let's get started.
This week's podcast episode is brought to you by my free masterclass, How to Go from Corporate Cubicle to Sold Out Services and Build an Online Business You Love with a Skill Set You Already Have. To register, all you have to do is head on over to shedidherwaypodcast.com/training. Again, it's shedidherwaypodcast.com/training.
Hey friends, welcome back to another episode of She Did It Her Way podcast. Today I have a solo cast for you all about beliefs you must own in order to find success. And what I am going to share with you today is really a journey into my own evolution with She Did It Her Way. And the whole purpose of this podcast and She Did It Her Way is to help take you guys behind the scenes and shed light on some of the things that not only other people are doing, but also what I am doing in my business and how I am finding success in what works and what doesn't. And business is very tactical, but majority of it is our mindset. And a lot of it is 80% mindset, 20% mechanics. And through that, and this past year has been a really, really big growth year, not only for me, but also the business as well, when it comes to running and growing your own business and really looking at some of the mindset challenges, or let's say like limiting beliefs that I've had, and things not only with me, but I see and I have learned through my coaching programs working with students. And with that and learning like what a belief is, something, it's a thought that you keep on thinking to a point that you start to believe that it is true. And that happens oftentimes when you think about our beliefs are often shaped by our experiences, by people that we surround ourselves with, by all the things that we encounter in our life. And beliefs are important because they create this guiding roadmap and this way of life, and they are extremely powerful. And so that's why you want to make sure that when it comes to what it is that you believe, you understand why you believe that. And what I have found is that there are 4 key beliefs that I have fostered and cultivated this year that have really allowed me to own my success. And success isn't a destination. Success is the journey in which I show up every single day. Success is also the failures and the growth and the stretching and being anti-fragile and allowing myself to get up and do it again and again, regardless of how uncomfortable it feels. But it is something that your beliefs and your thoughts, going back to Napoleon Hill, Think and Grow Rich, our thoughts create are emotions that drive an action that produces a result. So where you are in your life today, what you see around you in your physical world is a byproduct of the thoughts that you think. Why you choose to do something is driven by an initial thought that then causes you to feel a certain way. Think about if you are just like so gung-ho, so excited, so ready to launch your business, to launch a challenge, to do something, to write an email. But right as you're about to do it, or go live on Instagram, but right as you're about to do it, you have this thought in the back of your head. And you're really excited, and you open up the app, the Instagram app. And right as before you're about to press play, you knew what you're going to talk about. You had it ready to go. But right before you press play, that's when those limiting thoughts creep in. That's when the doubt creeps in. And depending upon how you manage it in the moment of that thought, dependent upon your thought, it could lead to an action that you may think, oh, okay, today I'm not going to post. No one's going to care. Who's going to judge me? Someone's going to judge me. And all those thoughts will lead to a potential action and a result, leaving you never posting on Instagram. You not ever taking that first step towards building your business. You not sending that first email, not reaching out to that potential client that could be an amazing client, because our thoughts drive our emotions that produce an action that gives us a result. And a belief is a thought that we continue to think over and over to where it becomes true for us. And we believe that's what it is. Now, I don't know about you guys, but growing up, one of the famous sayings in my household was that money doesn't grow on trees. And there was a lot of environment around financial scarcity and not having enough. And we're not those types of people that have a certain type of wealth or status. And that was what I believed to be true. And to then discover that there's this entire other world of abundance and financial means, and that just because you have money doesn't mean that you're a greedy person or that you're a terrible person. Quite the opposite, actually, is finding evidence for people who are super wealthy and abundant and are amazing human beings that give back. And that is one way to break a belief, is to find evidence for the opposite. So going back to the financial piece of it, I had created a belief that wealthy people were really greedy and wealthy people had were so materialistic and didn't care about anything else because of what I was feeding my mind and my environment. And in order to challenge that belief, I had to then strip away what I was currently experiencing and finding different experiences that broke that belief. Beliefs can drive your values. And so these are four beliefs that I have cultivated this year. And belief number one is that success is always inevitable. Success is always happening. Success is in the doing. And because of that belief, regardless of my quote-unquote failures, regardless of maybe not the best day, regardless of a setback, I don't allow myself to live in that setback or think anything else other than success is inevitable. Because when I believe success is inevitable and that becomes my truth, then I have zero doubt and zero uncertainty that I'll be successful. And so what I ask of you is, what would it mean if you tried on the belief that your success is inevitable? That regardless of the setbacks, regardless of the failures, regardless of how many uncomfortable moments, your success is inevitable. What would that mean? And what would that mean to you? And what would that do for you? Number two, failure does not mean stop. Failure does not mean stop. And I know that in the beginning stages of building a business is like riding a bike, or it's like walking. We had to fail so many times without our trainers, training wheels, that is. And in the beginning, which most of us probably can't remember, but we either have nieces or babies or maybe children around us that we know enough that, man, when they try to understand how to walk, they are falling down left and right. They are ramming into things, but that doesn't stop them from getting back up, nor are we as adults telling them they should probably never walk again. No, it's quite the opposite. And so failure doesn't mean stop. When you are in the beginning stages of building your business, you are learning so many new things, and to assume that you are not going to have challenges is extremely naive. Failure is part of the process. Failure is data. What you make failure mean is going to change the outcome of that experience. So I try on the belief that next time you fail, it does not mean stop. Get curious. But it does not mean anything other than it's part of the process. Number three, the belief that people need my work and I am out here to share this gift. Anytime that I have doubted myself on recording a podcast, on pushing publish on an Instagram story or writing an email, thinking that I'm going to turn some people away or turn people off, the thought that people need my work and I'm out here to share this gift with them has then allowed me the inspiration I need to continue to move forward. And that happens with the sales. When it comes to an open cart, when it comes to an offer, thinking I'm going to annoy people, thinking that I'm going to turn people off, that may happen, and that's okay. Because the people that need to hear the message and the people that need my gift and the people that need my help are the ones that I'm going to bring in. And that help that I am able to provide them far outweighs someone being annoyed or turned off by me. And so always leading and knowing that there is a group of women and people, hundreds, thousands of people that need my work and that want it, and I am here to share that gift, is a belief that keeps me going. So what if you, for a moment, I don't care if you're just starting off. I don't care if you don't have a business. I'm talking just in life right now. You know your gift. And people need your gift. You do something so well that only you can do that people need it. And that is enough for you. And that is enough permission for you to have that belief to then be able to take action confidently. Number four is that I am exactly where I need to be in this moment on this journey. This has been huge for so long, or at least it felt very long to me. I would find myself in a state of thinking I should be further along, or that I should be further along in my business financially. I should be further along in my business with my email list and podcast downloads and all these things. But what happens is when you believe that you should be further along, you're rejecting the present moment. And when you reject something, you can't be in the same state of being grateful for it. And if you're not grateful and vibrating at a level of gratefulness, abundance cannot flow in. And so instead of thinking I should be somewhere elsewhere than where I am today, I instead choose to be grateful and trust that I am exactly where I am right in this moment. Now, that doesn't mean that you do nothing because you're grateful in this moment and everything's going to align on its own. It means trusting that where you are is where you are supposed to be, and continue to stay in a state of gratitude and trust that as things unfold, you will then continue to move and be where it is in that moment you're expected to be and need to be. So again, try on these four beliefs. See how they fit. Number one, if your success was inevitable, what would that mean? Because it is. If you choose to believe your success is inevitable, that's your truth. Number two, failure doesn't mean stop. How would your entire world change in 14 days, 30 days, 6 months, now, if you made the decision that failure doesn't mean stop? Number three, people need my work, and I am out here to share my gift or gifts with the world. With that belief and that thought, what action would you take right now? And number four, if you decided to believe in this moment and trust that you are exactly where you need to be, how would that make you feel? Would it make you feel lighter? Would it make you feel more inspired? My friend Shauna Van Bogart, who's been a guest on the podcast in previous years, which is crazy that it's been this long. She's absolutely amazing. Actually, I think I need to get her on for a follow-up. But she has a saying that's get light, take flight. And when we are energetically brought down and we feel heavy, we can't move. We have all this weight. But if we can get ourselves light through the thoughts that we think, then we can take flight. Then we can start taking action. So again, trusting that you are exactly where you need to be in this moment, how much lighter would that make you feel? So I would love for you to if this resonated with you, even if it was just one belief that really stood out for you, I would love for you to DM me on Instagram, screenshot, and share the belief that stood out most for you that you are going to try on and you are so excited to lean into them. Until next time, my beautiful friends, keep doing it your way. If you enjoyed today's podcast episode, you can head on over to shediditherwaypodcast.com where you can access the entire vault of She Did It Her Way podcast episodes and more information all about how to make the ultimate leap from your 9-to-5. And if you enjoyed today's episode, I would be so grateful if you headed on over to iTunes and left a review letting me know what you love about the She Did It Her Way podcast. Until next time, keep doing it your way.